And now this is a dictation for David Kaufman, K-A-U-F-F-M-A-N, November 558, addressed as a letter to Dr. McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, 953-5329, and also Dr. Constantino, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-T-I-N-O-U. Dear colleagues, a follow-up for Mr. Kaufman, who has progressive advanced renal failure, hypertension, and probably right-sided renal artery stenosis, bilateral small kidneys, he has extensive vascular disease, presently high level on the left carotid artery. There are plans for procedure this upcoming February 26. He is concerned about the IV contrast exposure. He understands, however, not doing procedures, he's at high risk of a stroke with associated morbidity and mortality. No immediate plans for any procedures on the right renal artery vessel. This will be assessed later on, as he has a very small kidney on the left side. We could consider this as a unilateral renal artery disease. We can always do a nuclear medicine scan to assess the degree of kidney function in each side. But given the small size on the left kidney, again, this will be assessed as potentially one kidney compromised with vascular disease. He is compliant with medications. He is back on a full dose of losartan, among others. Blood pressure is improved, not at goal, but better in the 150s over 74. Has COPD abnormalities, chronic cough, chronic claudication, but no discolor of the toes. Recent testing, lower extremities, venous and vascular. No reported vomiting, diarrhea, bleeding. Review system done, medication list review. Blood pressure at home has been in the 120s, all the way to 160s, over 60s and 70s. I will highlight the losartan 100 milligrams, otherwise metoprolol, amlodipine, on cholesterol treatment, neuropathy, gabapentin, exacerbating lower extremity edema. Present weight 135, blood pressure nurse 150-74, distant breast sound COPD abnormalities, no gross arrhythmia, no gross ascites tenderness, presently no major edema, non-focal, he's hard of hearing, prior bypass surgery, heart. Next paragraph, most recent chemistry is January, creatinine 2.67, represent a GFR of 25, stage 4, a normal sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, no gross anemia. He has bilateral venous insufficiency, no documented severe peripheral vascular disease, lower extremities, extensive abnormalities, neck arteries, and brain branches, bilateral small kidneys, ...9.8 centimeters on the right, 7.5 on the left. On the right, a peak systolic velocity around 224. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Advanced renal failure, CKD stage 4, likely hypertension, and a component of renal artery stenosis. Tolerating losartan maximal dose, minor degree of hyperkalemia, No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no evidence of valium overload. Upcoming neck artery surgery, he is aware of the risks, including IV contrast exposure. He understands the potential benefits are more than the risks, even including the need for potential dialysis. He's willing to proceed. We can assess the right renal artery, assuming as a one functioning kidney only later on. All questions answered. Continue to follow.